Rabbi sometimes has to assess a life and death situation, and the code of Jewish law gives the rabbi a protocol. The rabbi does not get to decide what he thinks is the medical or scientific reality. He must listen to the doctors. Any MD or PhD who comes forward with credentials, with scientific or medical training, with years of experience, and with scholarly publications is given a voice, even if his is a minority opinion, even if he's going against a great wave of colleagues. The code of Jewish law obligates the rabbi to listen to that doctor's opinion. Because the Talmud, which is the source of the Jewish law, values wisdom over popularity. Wisdom is not the exclusive heritage of any one group. One must accept the truth from whomsoever speaks it. It is anathema to the Talmudic tradition to dismiss or deride any academic or intellectual. So it's horrifying for me, a student of the Talmud, to see that in America today, a community of tens of thousands of doctors and scientists who are questioning or disagreeing with the popular scientific belief are being dismissed as a fringe element. They're being labeled pseudoscientists and spreaders of misinformation. So when I hear someone say, hey, there's a pandemic on, you have to forget about your religious freedoms, I say, no, sir. There's a debate on, and I will not forget my religious freedoms. The code of Jewish law also rules that in matters of health, we must err on the side of caution. To many rabbis, that means not giving the vaccine to children or to pregnant women, discouraging the vaccine for the young and healthy or those who have recovered from COVID. And furthermore, vaccination for anyone must remain a personal choice. Employers, heads of schools, and the keepers of any public place may not coerce others to vaccinate with the threat of barring them or banishing them. But when rabbis give forth that ruling, they're oftentimes labeled anti-vaxxers. And when American citizens choose of their own accord to follow the common sense advice of the dissenting doctors when they choose not to vaccinate, they're labeled as reckless and selfish and dangerous and infectious. So the first order of business is to remind ourselves of the great values of ideals, the great ideals of respect and tolerance, so that all Americans can assess the public health question with clarity. Many Orthodox rabbis support the message of this rally. Among them are some of the leading sages in America. I asked one of these sages, what message should I deliver at the rally? He said, Zogzei asizdor rebeinu shalele moif der Welt. That's Yiddish. It means, tell them that although man is endowed with free choice, God, the creator of the universe, is the one who manages and controls our world, and he is watching us. So even though we're all opposed to mandates, there's one mandate we must never oppose. It's God's mandate. It's three words. Choose the good. God tells us this in the Torah, in the Bible, but it's a mandate that transcends religion. It applies equally to members of all faiths. It applies to the great global community of the unaffiliated faithful, and it even applies to those who choose not to believe in God at all. To that third group, God says, with his benevolence and patience, my dear children, you may not believe in me, but I believe in you, that you will do what is right by each other, that you will choose the good, and that you will be good people. Marginalization of academics is bad. Vilification of fellow citizens is bad. Supporting policies of segregation and discrimination is bad. And the suppression of dissent in any public matter is really bad. Many of our elected officials are worthy and hardworking, but they're human. They may make bad choices. When that happens in a government of the people and by the people, it's the sacred duty and obligation of the American people to set them straight and choose the good. Does the vaccine prevent transmission? We've heard today that it doesn't. If you help coerce your neighbor to vaccinate, are you safer? Do not assault your neighbor's dignity and personal liberties and religious freedom in the name of public health when there is no scientific unanimity that you are indeed helping the public health. Go with what you know. Choose the good. And I can tell you, God will bless and protect all Americans who follow his mandate and who choose the good. Thank you.